It's the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast brought to you by 90 Min, and we are live.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to Harry Simeon.
Hello and welcome back to another live edition of the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast brought to you by 90 Min. It's Judgment Day. It's D-Day for Mikel Arteta's Arsenal. I didn't really want to place that much kind of pressure on tonight's game, you know, ahead of it in the lead up to it, because, you know, we're not talking about a semi-final, we're not talking about a final, but if Arsenal were to lose today, if Arsenal were to crash out of the Europa League at this stage, essentially, our season would pretty much be over at the end of February. And that scares the living daylights out of me. I've got to be honest. I'm not one of these people that is going to be calling for Mikel Arteta to be sacked in the event that Arsenal do lose. I still think that Mikel Arteta, regardless of what we feel as fans, will be given the rest of the season by the football club. But I would understand why there will be many out there calling for his head if Arsenal fail to progress in the Europa League. We're playing against a side that, you know, we should beat, a side that we're superior to, in my opinion, a side that on paper look a lot scarier. I mean, the name Benfica carries weight in European football, but it probably carries more weight than this current Benfica side are deserving of. And so for that reason, yes, it seemed like a glamour tie when we got drawn against them. But actually, based on their season so far, based on what I saw of them in the first leg, there's no part of me that feels it would be acceptable or even understandable if Arsenal were to crash out at the hands of Benfica this evening. So I've woken up today feeling really nervous. And more than I imagined I would be, more than I've probably ever been for a knockout tie at this early stage in the competition, right? We're talking about the round of 32. It's not the last 16. It's not the last eight. It's the round of 32. And I'm deeply fearful of the consequences of a potential exit at this stage in the competition. On this show, I'm going to be taking you through my lineup for the game tonight. It is my lineup. I want to stress that. We'll be talking through the different positions and the reasons behind the choices that I make. I'll also be sharing with you guys my prediction on how I think the game will go. I'll also take your predictions, your thoughts, and I'd love to take some of your questions as well. So feel free to chuck them in the chat box as well during the course of the show. Big hello to everybody who's already joining us. I can see there are plenty of you in the live chat. Hope you're all well. Good afternoon. And of course, just a quick reminder that this podcast is currently sponsored by manscaped.com. So if you're in need of some male grooming, if your Forbidden Forest is not being looked after necessarily, and you feel like that needs to be put right, you know, the end of lockdown is on the horizon, then get over to manscaped.com. Check out the products available, order whatever you need, whatever you like, whatever you want, and you can enter our discount code, which is 90min20, and you will get 20% off as well as free shipping. Let's see what you guys are saying in the chat. Lots of good afternoons. I hope you're all well. Josh Hunter's very confident ahead of this one. Says 2-0 win. Let's get the job done. Baker Man says, I just want to be happy after watching my team play. Don't we all, my friend? Saeed Abdullah says, good afternoon, Harry. I feel like we're going to crush Benfica today. Am I overconfident, Harry? Ooh, I don't know. I don't know about that. You know, I will take a scrappy 1-0 win at this point. You know, we just need to get through and put our names in tomorrow's draw. That's the most important thing. And we'll be bringing you coverage of the draw tomorrow. So make sure you're alive to that, and turn the notifications off, subscribe if you haven't already. And of course, if you are interested in becoming a member of the channel and supporting us to bring you more content, you can do so by clicking the link in the description. All the information is there. I just want to be in that draw tomorrow, right? I don't care how we get there. I don't care. I will care if the performance isn't good, obviously, but at the end of the game, if we've got over the line, then you won't see me sticking the boot in on the performance, put it that way. You know, I may comment on it. We will discuss it on the post-match show, which I'll be joined by Mike Stavrou from Metro Sport. So we'll be looking back at the game, and we'll be obviously discussing the performance. But as I said, you're not going to get any ranting and raving from me if Arsenal progress, because ultimately, right, and we can sit and we can discuss this element and that element and this thing and that thing, but ultimately what matters, right, is that Arsenal progress to the next stage of the Europa League. That's what it's all about. If Mikel Arteta achieves that, it would be very difficult, wouldn't it, to launch an attack on him. There'll be people out there that will do it anyway. You know, regardless of whether we win, lose or draw, you know, there'll be people who will find a reason to have a go. But I think in high pressure situations like tonight, sometimes the performance will suffer. Sometimes the game will be cagey. Sometimes the game will not be as free flowing and as entertaining, perhaps, as you or I wish it would be. But that's just the way it is. That's how it is at the top level of any elite sport, right? More often than not, in high pressure situations, people are cautious, people are anxious, and what we end up seeing is we end up seeing a cagey encounter. Topher says, come on you Gunners, and he also says, I love this one, today normal fans will decide if they delete their social media or not. Woo. Love that. Patrick is also confident. He says, we will win today. Femi says, come on you Gunners, we're winning tonight, 3-1. Ruthless Gunner TV says, I'm worried about this game, Harry. Look, when I think about it from a purely footballing perspective, right, and I look at the fact that you know, we are in desperate need of progressing, you know, we're in desperate need of keeping our season alive, essentially. And when I think about the backlash that will come Mikel Arteta's way, regardless if any exit is his fault or not, I'm worried about the game too. But putting all of that aside, and I know it's not easy to do that because obviously the context of the game and the context in which the game is going to be played obviously has a massive impact. But I just feel as though, you know, we need to, tonight we're going to kind of have to be able to differentiate between tonight's game and the overall picture of Arsenal's season, right? Because I know the two are linked and I know the two kind of go hand in hand. But ultimately, if Arsenal do crash out of the Europa League tonight, it's not the reason that we are 11th in the Premier League, right? It's a completely different issue. It's not the reason, the main reason anyway, that some people don't feel that there's been progress under this manager. So it's going to be very important to be able to differentiate, I think, tonight between what happens in the game, how the game pans out, and actually the overall and bigger picture of where we are as a football club. Sam says, I really hope we don't end up regretting the missed chances last week. Yeah, obviously that's a worry, isn't it? That is a worry because you do feel, looking back on that game, that Arsenal had enough that day to go on and really blow Benfica away and win it. And we didn't. You know, we spurned those chances. We missed glorious opportunities. And, you know, you always hope that you don't live to regret those, of course. Abhishek says, good win in this game. It will give us something going forward in the league. Big hello to Nick Bailey, who says, hi, Harry. Nice to be back on a live stream. Welcome back, mate. How are you? Matt G says, afternoon, Harry. Afternoon chat. I think we'll win 3-0 tonight. Franklin says, Harry, I thought we had a team that went on a decent streak of good results. What happened? Yeah, I mean, it's difficult, isn't it, to work out what exactly went wrong. I mean, the catalyst of it all was that game at Wolves. You know, Arsenal go into it on brilliant form. Arsenal start that game in arguably the best fashion we've seen this season. You know, Arsenal went to Molineux and completely, I know Wolves ain't been great this season, but we were completely dominant in those early stages. And then right on the stroke of half time, we get dealt a sucker punch. Some will argue it was of our own making. I think we can most would probably agree that it was harsh. And off the back of that, we essentially crumbled. And it was a reminder that, yes, when everything is going well and everything is going positively, you know, this team do seem to have a confidence, do seem to have a swagger about them. But these are experiences that will develop this team in the longer run, right? These are the kind of experiences that will turn this team from a fragile side mentally to one that is capable of dealing with adversity. And that only comes from experiencing things like that. So, you know, I think people got carried away by that run, but the reality was we had been on a good run, but that was it. You know, we hadn't shown that we could do it over a course of 8 or 9 or 10 Premier League games, right? That run was relatively short-lived in the Premier League. It wasn't an amazing run in terms of, you know, sort of proving that we were title challengers for next season or anything like that. It was just a good run of form. And unfortunately, when we came unstuck against Wolves, we then came unstuck against Aston Villa as well. And obviously, it's been a bit up and down again. Harry says, would love to be at the Emirates Athens tonight. Yeah, you and me both, mate. You and me both. What else have we got here? Let me go on and I'll tell you guys my lineup for the game. And then from that, we can then go on to discuss that and get you guys' thoughts on the team as well. Let me share the screen with those of you watching us via the live stream. Bear with me a second. Here we go. So starting with the goalkeeper, I would go with Bern Leno. I don't think there's any question about that. At right back, I will go with Hector Bellerin. Kieran Tierney comes in at left back for me. I know there's going to be a lot of people that want to see Cedric at right back. I'm not sure, though. I mean, he did get a rest, didn't he, against Manchester City. Bellerin or Cedric? This is a tough one. What are you guys saying in the chat? Bellerin or Cedric? Bellerin or Cedric at right back? Because bear in mind that Bellerin played against Manchester City. Cedric didn't. I think a lot of people in the chat are leaning towards Cedric Suarez. And I might be swayed by you guys here. Yeah, look, everyone's going with Cedric. You know what? Let's change it. Let's go Cedric. So we're going to go Leno in goal. And bearing in mind, right, this is my lineup. The lineup I want to see picked by Mikel Arteta. Not the lineup necessarily I think he's going to pick. I think the fact that he went with Holding and Marie at the weekend suggests that it will be a combination of David Luiz and Gabriel at centre-back. In the midfield, Thomas Partey, we think, could be available for this one. But for me, as I've said on the show yesterday, I would not risk Thomas Partey in a game that I don't really think we need him in. You know, I think when you've got Luiz and Gabriel at centre-back, when you've got Xhaka there and an informed Ceballos, right, because Ceballos had played really well in the first leg, I thought, then you go with that. Also, Ceballos didn't play at the weekend, a couple of minutes at the end. So for me, he's good to go and should partner Xhaka in the midfield tonight. And then we come into the positions now, I think, where there's a lot more debate. You know, you look at that front three behind the lead striker. Do you go with Aubameyang up front? Do you bring Alexander Lacazette back into the side? Does Nicolas Pepe warrant a start? You know, didn't do much against Manchester City, but nobody really did. And of course, he was played on what I believe to be the wrong side. I think the only one that is a nailed on 100% starter is Bukayo Saka. I think in that number 10 position, again, we can base it on the fact that he didn't play at the weekend. I think you probably go with Smith Rowe. I always like Lacazette at centre forward when Smith Rowe and Saka are on the pitch. I think they all complement each other so well. They link up really well. There's a really good understanding. And just purely because he's the captain and because he does carry, despite being on a bad run of form or being on an up and down run of form, you know, he did score a hat-trick against Leeds. I still think that that Aubameyang is probably the right option to play from the left-hand side. And I think with Kieran Tierney back in the side, that probably allows us to be a little bit more, adventurous on that side, i.e. play someone who maybe will not track back as much as others. So that would be my starting lineup for the game tonight. And that's based on what I would like to see. So let me just quickly run through that one more time for those of you who are listening via the audio. Leno in goal. I'd go with a back four of Cedric, David Luiz, Gabriel and Tierney. I'd go with Xhaka and Ceballos in the deep-lying midfield pivot with Emile Smith-Rowe ahead of them. Saka on the right, Aubameyang on the left and Alexander Lacazette as a centre forward. So there we go. That's the team I would go with. Let me know your thoughts in the chat and we'll see what you guys have to say on that. Bear with me one second. Let me just check in on where we are in terms of likes, because we need to get the likes up on the video, guys. If you haven't already hit it, please do so. Let's see where we are in terms of likes. I went to check it on my phone and for some reason it's playing up. Let's have a look. Bear with me a second. Let's see where we are. We have got just 29 likes. 73 of you watching on YouTube right now. We've only got 29 likes. Guys, let's get the likes up. Let's get to 50 at least. Quick reminder as well, we'll be bringing you a live watch along of the game tonight. So if you fancy joining me for that one, make sure you've got your notifications turned on. Right, let's see what you guys are saying in the chat about my lineup. Lots of you agreeing with the Cedric thing in the end. I was a little bit on the fence a little bit about that one. I feel like Bellerin gets a much harder time than he deserves, honestly. He was bad the other day, but everybody pretty much was below par. You know, I think you're playing against the best side in Europe. It's understandable to a degree. But it seems that all of you are looking to, or would prefer to see Cedric start at right back. Some of you talking about Partey coming in. T-Talk says Partey has to play. We definitely need him. He's so important to us in transition. Jashar says keep Partey out though. I would leave Thomas Partey out. And I'll give you my reasons for this, right? There is no way that somebody fully recovers from a hamstring injury as quickly as Thomas Partey has supposedly done here, right? This will be, if he does play, this will be Mikel Arteta taking a calculated risk. He'll be looking at the situation. He'll be looking at the significance of this game. And he will be weighing up the risk versus the potential reward, right? The problem here is that Arsenal have suffered from missing Thomas Partey. You know, we went and splashed out a major amount of money on him in the summer to get him in. And then, you know, everything went wrong. He's picked up injuries. We've been without him for large periods. And we've suffered off the back of that because we are a little bit light in midfield in terms of good cover. You know, you look at Dani Ceballos, but beyond that, does anybody want to see Mohamed Elneny in the side week in, week out? Absolutely not. So, you know, beyond Ceballos, there isn't a great deal of cover. And we've been exposed in the midfield. There's no doubt about it, right? When Thomas Partey's in the side, Arsenal are more dynamic, more enterprising unit. You know, both more solid defensively. And, you know, he does progress the ball pretty well too. So there are obviously huge, huge benefits, right, to having Thomas Partey in the side. But if having Thomas Partey in the side represents a risk by which he could be ruled out for a longer period of time again, then you don't take that risk for me. I also weigh up the fact that I don't think that Benfica showed enough to suggest that we should be shit scared of them or that we cannot get by in this tie with Ceballos alongside Xhaka. So that plays obviously a massive part as well. I'm worried, you know, I don't understand how somebody can recover from an injury like that so quickly. I don't understand why the need in a game like this, where I know the game itself is hugely significant, but when I say that, I mean in terms of the level of the opponent. I don't think it's they're so good that you have to play Thomas Partey to stand any chance of going through. And I worry that, you know, even when he has been past fit to play, a lot of the time, we haven't yet seen the best of Thomas Partey because he's been at 75, 80%. And when you're at 75, 80%, not only are you not performing at your maximum, but you're also running the risk of getting injured again. And that injury might not be the same injury. It might not be a recurrence necessarily of the same problem. But when you're not at 100% physically, the risk, obviously, of picking up a problem is higher. And I worry that if we do progress tonight, which we should progress tonight, we could end up handicapping ourselves when it comes to trying to improve our league position and trying to go further in this competition if we cannot allow Thomas Partey to recover and get back to his best. So that's my take on that, you know. And as Pranjal says in the comments as well, he shouldn't be forced. We will need him in the later stages. I completely agree. I also agree with some of you calling for Xhaka to have a rest. He needs a rest. He certainly does, but the problem is that he's become so important. And I think with Thomas Partey not at 100%, it makes it difficult to rest Granit Xhaka. I'd also add that Granit Xhaka does a very specific job and has a very specific role in this team. We've talked about it on previous shows. Those of you that are members will have seen the episode about Granit Xhaka specifically. And when I talk about that specific job, I'm talking about him filling in this area here, in that kind of inside, the area between the left back and the left centre back, essentially, when Arsenal push forward down the wide areas. He does tuck into these positions. He also comes deep and gets the ball off of the back four. So his role in the side is very specific and it's very key to our system. You might not like him. You might not rate him. You might think there are upgrades available. And to a degree, I agree that we could go out and get better. But right now, we don't have better. And Granit Xhaka's role in this team, for me, is undeniably, and that's how I worded it on that episode, it's undeniably important. What else have we got here? Lots of you sharing you guys' lineups as well in the chat. What else have we got? Giovanni says Pepe over Oba for me, but I understand putting Aubameyang, especially as this would be Oba's third game this week, and given his age, he may need a rest. For me, I just, you know, as much as he's missed opportunities in recent weeks, I still, and somebody mentioned it in the comments, is the chat's updated, but I did see it. Somebody mentioned in the comments that, you know, if you had one chance, contrary to what's happened in the first leg, if you had one chance, one opportunity, you'd want it to fall to Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang above anyone else. And that's the thing. So because of that, I think that we, you know, we need to, I think if he's available, I think if he's fit, he should play. And I know that that will spark a lot of debate. I know that the team is not 100% balanced when he plays from that left-hand side. And I do agree with what lots of you are saying in the comments that Pepe on the left is better. And Pepe on the left is, you know, is a better option in certain situations. And you know, I think that Pepe has improved of late. I know he didn't really do a great deal at the weekend, but nobody did, as I said. And he played on the side that we probably have agreed now that doesn't really work best for him. So I get all of that. I just, for me, right, you're looking at this team and without Aubameyang, you don't see necessarily an out-and-out goal scorer. And although in this situation, he'll be playing in a position that probably is a little bit or isn't quite his best position, I feel like it's just, you know, it's just impossible to overlook Aubameyang because of his goal record throughout his Arsenal career. That's the simplest way I can put that, right? You need to win a game of football. You pick Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. There's a reason we were all praying and begging for the club in the summer to sign him up on a long-term deal. It's because he's got previous. He's proven it over the years. And as decent as Lacazette has been in that centre-forward role, in terms of bringing others into the game, in terms of linking up with those around him, He does not carry the potent goal threat that Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang does. And you only need to look at their Arsenal records to date to understand that. Alexander Lacazette has scored significantly less goals than Aubameyang. I think about 30 or 35 less. And he's played, I think when I read it, about 50 or 60 more games or 50 odd more games for the Gunners. So that tells you all you need to know, right? You know, Aubameyang for me has to be on the pitch. I feel harsh on Pepe because I think he's done pretty well of late. And I feel like every time he goes to show a bit of improvement and that he's settled into the side, Mikel takes him out of it again. And that can't be helpful. And that must be disruptive as somebody who's trying to establish himself as a first team regular and ultimately prove a lot of people wrong. But I just, that's how I see it. That's my lineup. Leno, Cedric, Luiz, Gabriel, Tierney, Xhaka, Ceballos, Smith-Rowe, Saka, Aubameyang, and Alexander Lacazette. I'd leave Martin Odegaard out because I thought he looked knackered the other day. I didn't think he was in the game very much against Man City. Understandably so. Again, you know, you're talking about Arsenal against who are probably right now the best team in Europe. But I feel like Smith-Rowe and Saka and Laka, the combination of those three has been really good. And I look forward to seeing them hopefully playing again tonight. So that's my lineup for tonight's game. And in terms of a prediction, I'm going to go with a scrappy 1-0 win to the Arsenal. And fingers crossed that is the case, because that, of course, would be enough to see Arsenal progress to the round of 16. The draw for which takes place tomorrow at midday. We'll be bringing you a live stream immediately after that draw has been done to react to that draw. And I think we might have the Champions League draw by then as well, so we can have a little bit of a chat about some of the games that have been drawn in that competition as well. So lots of content to look forward to tomorrow again. So my prediction is 1-0 to the Arsenal. Get yours in the chat box. How do you see this one going? And as well as putting your predictions in the chat box, I also want to know where it is you are joining us from. It'll be great to it'll be great to see where you guys are tuned in from. It's always very, very interesting. Don't forget, this podcast is sponsored by manscaped.com. So if you're in need of some male grooming products, head over to their website, enter the discount code, which is 90min20. That's 90min20. And you'll receive 20% off of your order as well as free shipping. So be sure to check those guys out. And of course, if you want to become a member of the Chronicles of Aguna channel, continue to support, help me bring you guys more content, help us bring you a higher quality of content. That means upgrades in certain areas, which are in progress, then it is very, very much appreciated. So head over to the description, click on the link where it says to join here. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you can take that offer up. Right, let's have a look and see what you guys are saying in terms of your predictions. Pranjal says 2-0 Arsenal. Topher says 2-0 Arsenal. What else have we got? Going back to the Aubameyang thing, Joe says it's not because he's captain. It's because he's the best finisher. Nobody can argue that. If our goal scorers or other players were scoring often, I would argue. Yeah, just going back to the Aubameyang thing. Guna Tell, one of our members, says, not sure my ticker could take a scrappy 1-0. You and me both, mate. Feeling a little bit under the weather as it is. The last thing I need after a busy day is to sit and watch an absolute shit show from the Gunners tonight, I've got to be honest. Pat Moyle says, if the weather is warm in Greece, will KT play without a shirt? Oh dear. Well, he definitely won't. If he doesn't wear a jacket here, he's definitely not going to wear one over there, that's for sure. RD Holyfield's not too positive about the inclusion of Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. He says, expect another Aubameyang no-show. Omar says 2-0 to the Arsenal. Peanut Butter Jelly Time says incoming hat-trick from Oba tonight, 4-2. Side says 4-0 Arsenal. Patrick says 5-0 Arsenal. Wow, that is ambitious. RD Holyfield goes on to predict the 2-2. Justa says he'll be watching from Melbourne, Australia, and the game's at 4:55 a.m. Oh, that must be a killer. That must be an absolute killer. And I was moaning earlier that I'm on a writing shift today, and then I will literally finish and probably not even have time to have my dinner before the game. And I was complaining about that, so I can only imagine how difficult it must be to get up at 4:55 a.m. And if you've got a full day's work after that as well, geez, that is top dedication. So well done to you. Nishif says 1-0 Arsenal. What else have we got here? Just scrolling through. Jashar says a 1-1 draw and it going to pens. Nick Bailey says 3-1 tuning in from Frankfurt, Germany. Big love to all the German Gooners out there. David Robinson says good luck, Gooners. Rory says 2-0 Arsenal. It's in the Philippines, so another 2 a.m. game here. Again, another one who's super dedicated. Sam says 2-1 to the Arse. Matt, 3-0 Arsenal. Gunatel's gone 3-1 Arsenal. Bruno says 2-0 Arsenal. David's gone 2-1 Arsenal. Just going back to my lineup, JP Guna says, I like the look of the lineup, but I think Pepe could thrive in this game with the amount of space left in behind the Benfica defence and with Partey potentially available to find him. It's an interesting point. So perhaps his inclusion maybe should be dependent on whether Thomas Partey starts based on what you've said. Be interesting. Franklin says 2-0 Arsenal. Josh says, smash the likes up, guys. Yes, please do so. Really helps. Will Dobson says we need Smith Rowe, Laka and Saka. It's the best combination I've seen this season on a regular basis, and Oba isn't necessarily a part of that. Harry says, agree with your team. Hector Bellerin needs to be rested. It can't be good for your confidence when you're trending on Twitter for misplacing passes. I'd rest him for a few games, to be honest. What else have we got here? Let's see. Ruthless Gunnar is also going to be watching it at 4:55 a.m. So big shout out to you as well. I'll address this last question. Got a couple more predictions actually. First, Will's gone 2-1 Arsenal and Kiros has gone 3-1 Arsenal. Sammy says, how do we go about this game, guys? Go for it or wait for them to attack? Look, at some point in the game, Benfica have to take the game to us, right? Because if it finishes 0-0, Arsenal progress on the away goal rule. So at some point, Benfica will attack. I don't expect them to come at us early on. I think they'll sit off us like they did in the first leg. And I think they'll be cautious and they'll look to try and impose themselves on the game a little bit later on. Now, it's a bit of a dangerous game because if you do sit off them as well and you allow it to become a little bit of a stalemate, then you end up essentially, you know, running the risk that if Benfica do go and get that goal later on, if they do push later on in the game and you concede one goal, you know, then you're heading out unless you score. Benfica also might be interested in playing the long game tonight because of the fact that they get to play in the event it goes to it. Extra time would offer them the opportunity to score additional away goals, right? Which Arsenal didn't have that luxury in Roma, right? We had literally 90 minutes to score an away goal. We got the away goal, which was great. But in the case of Benfica, if this goes to extra time, they can score an additional away goal, which would ultimately KO us, right? So I think Arsenal have to go out and take the game to Benfica. Not stupidly, not to the point where we're leaving gaping holes, not to the point where we're running great risks, but I think Arsenal have to go into this game on the front foot. Arsenal have to go into this game looking for a goal, right? You know, you've got to take the game to Benfica. And I say that because we are better than Benfica. We can hurt Benfica. So let's go and let's put this tie to bed. You know, let's not hang around. Let's not make it nervy. Let's not waste opportunities. Let's go out there, be ruthless, put the game and the tie to bed and secure our place in the round of 16 with as little stress as possible. So that's my take on how Arsenal should probably approach the game. I do appreciate as well that even if Arsenal do score a goal and then Benfica find an equaliser, well, that only takes it to extra time. But at least in scoring that goal, you know, one goal doesn't knock you out straight away. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. As I said, come and join me for the watch along. It's a 5:55 kickoff, so I think we'll go live about 5:45 or maybe 5:40, around about 15 minutes before kick, 10, 15 minutes before kickoff. We'll go live on the channel. So come and join me for that. And I look forward to enjoying your company for what is another huge, huge game for the Arsenal. Right, that brings me to the end of the show, and we'll be back later on with more content. Of course, watch along, post-match review show all coming your way today. Make sure you subscribe, make sure you smash the like button if you haven't already, and until later, come on you Gunners!
You're listening to the Chronicles of Iguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler,